Sir.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
In Johannesburg, a Friday high of 26, Mbombela 27, and Polokwane can expect the mercury to go up to 28 degrees.
In your traffic on the N1 North, an accident is after the R21 Highway interchange, Solomon Matlangu Drive, an accident there as well at the N4 Highway, and then Allendale Road West, an accident before Dane Road.
Playing days at Kaizer Chiefs come to an end, and Proteas women's captain Laura Wolfart says moving the Women's T20 World Cup from Bangladesh to the UAE will benefit them.
We start in Parliament, where Justice and Constitutional Development Minister Thembi Similani is expected to appear this morning for the first time since reports linked her to the VBS Mutual Bank scandal.
It's not a matter that's going to be swept under the carpet, it's being dealt with.
Similani is accused of taking a 575,000 Rand 600 commercial loan from Gunda Wealth Solutions, a company that brokered unlawful investments of 349 million Rand into the now defunct VBS Mutual Bank. The loan was allegedly taken out in 2016 when she was the mayor of Polokwane. Meanwhile, President Cyril Ramaphosa has given the assurance that these allegations will be dealt with. He was questioned about this during a media briefing in China yesterday.
And I would say that as a president, I do need the space and the time to be able to deal with this matter.
More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. To Mpumalanga, where police are investigating a case of murder after the burnt-out bodies of two people were found under a bridge near Middelburg. Police believe this is linked to a case where two suspects have already appeared in court in connection on a charge of kidnapping after the victims were allegedly caught stealing animals on a farm.
This tragic incident centers around a certain farm in the Somapepa area near Laya Strip, situated just outside Middelburg. This heinous incident at the farm stems from accusation that the victims were allegedly involved in livestock theft.
The burnt bodies were found close to where the vehicle was found last week that is suspected to be that of one of the victims. Mpumalanga police spokesperson Donald Ndluli says this is 2 weeks after the victims were reported missing. Police Minister Senzo Mchunu says some of the kidnappings and extortions happening in the country is because criminals want money to buy alcohol.
You will be kidnapped. You would think that they want to buy food for their children, only to find that at the end of the day, they just want to enjoy, have a braai. The country can't fall just because of people who are thirsty.
Mchunu made the remarks while in Gauteng yesterday, where he formed partnerships with the metros to tackle the spike in kidnappings and incidents of extortion. In international news, it's now official. The 2024 Northern Summer saw the highest global temperatures ever recorded, making this year likely Earth's hottest ever. The Copernicus Climate Change Service says these 3 months broke through the level of 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average. And with that in mind, the world's largest indoor ski resort officially opened in Shanghai this morning. It's modeled like a glacier and spans over 90,000 square meters.
Wow.
I'm Khada de Souza, your top story. Die uur, die minister van justitie word vanoggend in die parlement verwag waar sy uitgevra kan word oor beweringe wat haar betrek by die VBS Mutual Bank skandaal.
Oh, there's the button. I found it. Okay. Thank you, Khada de Souza, for the person that you know how to find them. Jackaroundfm.com, hit the news tab, and you can check out the sporty stories there as well. Those Michael McIntyre tickets up for grabs this hour. Further details on the way.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Sunshine on my mind. Got love, but we ain't got time.